It's a battle going on in the world. We see it when we look around at nature. You know, when one season overtakes the other, there's a very real battle in that. Life gives way to hibernation, to death. We call it the dead of winter for a reason. But then in the spring, life gains hold again and it thrives again in the summer. This cycle goes on, and we see it all the time. But I think it can become too normal for us. We also see it in our lives. We're told in the gospel today that there will be wars and resurrections, insurrections, earthquakes, famines, plagues. Beneath all of human history is this underlying current of God's history, God's story, both a love story and a war story. And at times, one or the other in our lives might seem to come more clearly in focus. There's that constant current underneath, so that what we know is here today will not be here tomorrow. But it won't go away forever. It will come to the surface once more. The story has roots that goes back so far in humankind, back before people even existed, when God created everything out of nothing for one reason, simply because He loves us. The angels dividing into two camps, those that were with Michael and those that were with Satan. Adam and Eve in the garden, having everything, but then falling to temptation and sin. God sending His only Son, only to fall to the crucifixion, and then only to rise again. This battle continues in our own day. So many wars, especially in our own century. World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, ISIS, abortion, euthanasia, the attacks on the family. All of these and more. This list could go on and on. But all of these are part of a love story. Story of salvation history written by the hand of God, but a story that every one of us has a part to live, a part to play. When we read these stories, when we read salvation history, we have to realize and try to fall or not fall into two temptations. One temptation is to think that God just set the world around and it's just going to go and go and go until it comes to the end and it's going to fall off. No more. Done. The other temptation is to read stories like this in our sacred scripture and just be so caught up and so focused on the end that we forget about enjoying our lives in the battle that is in front of us. See this in our reading from Malachi. The Israelite community had been in exile. They had been held as slaves in Babylon, far from the promised land. But now they're back home, but they don't know what to do. The book of Malachi is a series of six disputes that the people wrote to complain to God. And then it is His response to each of these disputes. Today, in our reading, we had God's response to the sixth dispute. So when we read what their problem was, they say that it is in vain that we serve God. What is the good of keeping His charge? We deem the arrogant blessed. The evildoers not only prosper, but when they put God to the test, they escape. Kind of seems like our own world, doesn't it? Where is the justice? Where are the blessings that are so often promised? And our reading then is God's answer to that dispute. A response of both punishment and of mercy. The day is coming when all evildoers will be stubble. But for you that fear my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with its healing rays. And although it's not in our reading today, the third chapter of Malachi, he speaks of a book of remembrance, so similar to the book that we use every November to remember those that we have lost in our lives. God also has a book of remembrance, a book where those that serve Him, their names are inscribed in His book. We see Christ giving a similar warning in our gospel. People commenting on the beauty of the temple, all of the votive offerings, the costly stones, this beautiful place. For the Jews, it's the pinnacle of their faith. It's where God actually comes down and literally meets with men. A microcosm of the universe. The place of God's glory. But unfortunately, by the time of Christ, it had become just a symbol. So many of them were only living the external obligations, everything being done for show. They were forgetting the covenant that they had in their hearts. But now Christ tells them there will come a day when it will all be gone. Not one stone left upon another. And for the chosen ones of God, they had to wonder what this would mean for them if the temple was going to be destroyed. And even for us, we think sometimes, you know, wouldn't it be nice to be able to go and historically take a look at this beautiful building? But we can, and we do visit the true temple. We do it at every Mass. It's not the old temple of the old covenant that was in Jerusalem. It is the temple of the new covenant, the resurrected Christ, who is right here at each and every Mass. And we see him in the Eucharist, the temple in which we are the living stones, where God comes down and lives with his children, where our sins have been atoned for, not by the blood of an animal, but by the blood of the innocent lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ. And what Malachi's warning teaches us, what Christ's warning teach us, we are called to live these things today, to build his kingdom. Reading and watching the news can become so pessimistic, and we can forget about what's going on today. We saw this, I think, in a very special way leading up to this last election. No matter which side you might have been on, we have to realize that we have a Savior. And our Savior is not in Washington, D.C., no matter who is there. What is here today will be gone tomorrow, only to return again at another time. It's been going on since the very beginning of time. This battle that is being waged right now, all the time, under the surface, at many times in our physical world. And we are all called to join in that battle. We do that by following Paul's advice to the Thessalonians. Don't sit on the sidelines. Don't sit there and just act like busybodies. But become busy, working and building the kingdom of God here and now in this world. Waiting is in idleness is Satan's trap. And just as a woman is expecting a child, is busy preparing the home, her husband is busy preparing the home for this new child coming into their life, for this new life coming into the world, we are called to prepare and build the kingdom. We do not know the hour nor the day. For some, undoubtedly, some here today will not be with us when we celebrate this Mass next year. Are we ready? And it is certain that every one of us, at some point in our life, will come face to face with Christ. Am I ready? In all of this, we have to realize and acknowledge that God is in control. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And no amount of suffering, persecution, human trial will ever change the fact that God is in control. And if we stay united with Christ, by your perseverance, you will secure your lives. How do we stay united with Christ? By celebrating the sacraments, especially baptism, the Eucharist, and confession. And in the end, it is God's love, God's justice, God's mercy that will write that last chapter. That is the promise of Advent. Advent begins in only 2 short weeks. Next week, we have Christ the King. The following week, we begin preparation for the season of Christmas, beginning our Advent season. This anticipation of the ultimate triumph of God over chaos, over sin, over death, the triumph of God in a most unusual way, the triumph of God in this little baby who will come into our lives when there will arise the Son of Justice with its healing rays of mercy.